Welcome once again to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today I have an interview I did with actress, producer, and the co-creator of a Luna comic book series, Paula Garces. Garces is fresh from debuting the first three new books of an eight-part series at San Diego Comic-Con on July 22nd. Now, a Luna makes her way to Scare LA. A Luna is a period piece set in the 1500s about a mystical tribal princess taken from her native Colombia by conquistadors and raised in Spain, only to return to her homeland to save her people. The books are written by the award-winning writing team behind the billion-dollar franchise Assassin's Creed and Batman Arkham Origins. A Luna is co-created by Paula Garces and Antonio Hernandez.
I'm really excited about A Luna. I mean, it sounds awesome. Where did this idea stem from?
This actually started a couple of years ago, so this has been my baby for quite some time, and we've been working on her for, I want to say 4 years now, maybe even a little longer, And we're just so excited that we're coming out with three new books and revamping the series and making everybody aware of her origins and who we're working with. And how we want to basically turn her into a TV show and her own mobile game. So it's a very exciting time for anyone who's been following Aluna.
That's awesome. Well, female superheroes are definitely on the rise. So does that give you more hope for this?
It's about time. I mean, I've been talking about Aluna, a Latina superhero, since 2008, I believe. So I was a little bit ahead of the game, but I am happy that everyone is all about women superheroes now. And, you know, of course, with the success of Wonder Woman, I'm thrilled.
There has been, you know, Latinos or Chicano superheroes before, but nothing too mainstream. Do you hope this gets to the point where, you know, Aluna is a household name that everybody knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's been part of an online video game for a while, and she definitely has her following, which this game is played around the world. It's huge in Asia, Europe, all over South America, so people who have played the game know about Aluna, but now I really want to make sure that mainstream America really can follow her story and see that, you know, her story is really everyone's story. Her origins do extend from South America, and they do start in the 1500s, but we're definitely making her accessible that everyone can relate to her. You know, she's an underdog story, so I think everyone can relate to that type of story.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's definitely a relatable story. How does it feel bringing Aluna to San Diego Comic-Con?
I love Comic-Con. I haven't been able to go in the past 2 years. I was pregnant, and then I stayed home with the baby, and I really wasn't working. I took off for about 2 years. But now that I'm back, I'm really happy to be back with Aluna, and I'm happy to be back at Comic-Con, which has been always so kind to me. The first time that I went to Comic-Con, I didn't really know what it was going to be like, and I went with the first Aluna comic book, which now looks like a pamphlet compared to the books that we have now. I mean, she has really evolved in the quality of art and the quality of story, so I'm really, really happy to show the fans that we have invested a lot of time, sweat, and tears, and a lot of work into making sure that her story is better, that the artwork is better, and that we give the fans really what they've supported from the beginning. So I am super excited to go back to Comic-Con and just see everyone's faces and take pictures and sign whatever it is that they want me to sign and really show off the three new books.
That's awesome. Having this story be an underdog story and having it evolve from the first, I guess, version of Aluna, you know, what can we expect from the new books?
Well, the new book is, the writers are Ryan Galleta, Duma Wencha, Corey May, and they're the force behind the Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia, and the Batman Arkham Origins video game. So they are probably, I would say, some of the most successful video game writers in the world. And they really helped me flesh out the origins of Aluna, so much so that we decided to make it an 8-book series. So the first 3 books is what I'm going to Comic-Con with on Saturday. And they really give you her origin, how she started, how she discovers her powers. And then they leave you with, like, a really cool cliffhanger for the next 5 books. So I'm really, really excited. And the artists are Adrian Barbu, Anthony Marios, Cassandra Shoshan, and the cover artist is from Spain, David T. Cabrera, and my main artist right now is from Colombia, Tunion Benzo. So I'm really proud that it's there's a lot of Latinos sprinkled on there, because there's writers and artists that are really, really talented that I really wanted to give shine to and give them a platform so that they can be heard and seen in full color, so to speak. So with these 3 new books, that's pretty much what the fans can really expect, is really beautiful, top-notch art and written by people who really know how to, like, flesh out a full-fledged story of a superhero. You know, anyone that can make the Batman series even better, or the Assassin's Creed originators better, I was just super excited and so happy that they even wanted to write something for Alina.
Well, it seems that you're an extremely busy person. You're an actress, you're a producer, you're a co-creator of Aluna, you're a mother. You know, how do you handle, you know, balancing all this?
Sometimes I don't do it too well. I don't know if you just heard my 3-year-old was playing right here, right next to me. He always finds a way to make noise and play around the time when I'm supposed to be working. But, I mean, that's just the way my life is. I try to be a hands-on mom, and I'm very creative, so I can't really stay still for too long. So I'm really trying to do a bunch of things at the same time. But that's not to say that I don't have a lot of help. Of course I have a lot of help. I have producers and writers and people in the business who are really top-notch, who really try to take care of me. I have some of my best friends working with me, and that's the way I've been able to, I think, maintain and just do it all pretty much at the same time. I have friends and family who really help me and really support me. And as far as Aluna goes, I really have to stress the fans, the regular day-to-day person, comes up to me on the street, they hit me up on Instagram, on all my social media, and they really tell me that they want to see the story fulfilled, and that they want to see Aluna succeed, and they want to see her on whether it's the big screen or their mobile screen. They want to see her. So I'm working really hard to get that done.
That's great to hear. For those people who cannot make it out to Comic-Con to get a copy of this, where can they find it?
Okay, so I'm going to debut the books, of course, first at Comic-Con. I'm going to debut them hard copy at Comic-Con, because those fans, like I said, they were the ones who first motivate me to keep going with this. Like, my first book, again, the artists who helped me back then and everyone who helped me with the story, I really appreciate it, because it was the first attempt at this story, at Aluna, and I'm so grateful to them and to their hard work. But it really does look like a pamphlet compared to the books now. And so right now these books are gorgeous, they're beautiful, they're literally hot off the presses, and I'm very excited. So for the fans at Comic-Con, they will be available first on Saturday, July 22nd. And then that night, they should be able to get them online at paulagarces.com and at theworldofaluna.com. And they should be able to get either hard copies or electronic comic books if they want that night. But again, I'm going to give the fans at Comic-Con the first right, because they've been so supportive. So for anybody that wants a first fresh copy signed, they're going to have to make it out to come see me.
Awesome. Where can people follow you on social media?
So the new website for the Aluna comic book is theworldofaluna.com. That's the new title. And they can also always get information at PaulaGarces.com. My Instagram is @TheRealPaulaGarces. Twitter is PaulaGarces1. And I have an official PaulaGarces Facebook.com. So they can catch me there. They can also see me next in the fall on TNT's highly anticipated 6th season of Major Crimes. I'll be doing a 6-episode arc on Major Crimes.
Paula Garces will be attending ScareLA on August 5th and 6th. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.